City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trish on assignment, Eric the Great, and Kathleen the Lovely. Oh, the Lovely Kathleen. I said that wrong. But it works. Eric, does either it work way. Either way? Wait, Kathleen the Lovely or the Lovely Kathleen? What's better?
Either way works.
Okay, I think it works.
That's, yeah. That's,
all right. I'm getting you warmed up for tonight. Eric, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dave.
She's also spoken for, Dave.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So is Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So City of Stars bringing us into this segment.
Yeah.
From didn't this win Best Original Song, I think, for the Golden Globes?
Did it really?
I believe it did. I believe
this is
it.
A great song.
Yeah, it is a great song from La La Land.
Yeah.
And a movie that I'm really looking forward to. You know what, Dave? We like them sharks, don't we?
Yeah, we like the what is it called?
Sharks?
No, but what did Trisha say it was?
Megalodon.
Oh, megalodons.
Megalodon sharks. Right?
We like them really, really, really big sharks. And you know what? They don't come any bigger than the one that is featured in Meg. It's a book written by Steve Alton. And you know what? They're making a movie out of it. Currently shooting in New Zealand. New York Times writer Steve Alton joining us right now. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us this Saturday. And so I know you've got two different projects that we're going to be talking about. And I was mentioning to Dave during the break that I think we need to have you on again, maybe closer to Valentine's Day and then closer to the release of Meg. But let's first talk about Meg. You wrote this book, right?
Correct.
And is it a megalodon in the book?
Absolutely. Meg was my first book. It came out in 1997, but since then, through a series of circumstances, I was able to get the domestic rights back to the book and actually rewrote the whole book about a year ago when we got the greenlit movie from Warner Brothers.
Wow, fantastic. And it's not just a single book. I mean, there's a whole series.
There's a series, yes. The sixth book will be out when the movie comes out in March of 2018.
And can you tell us a little bit what the movie is about?
Sure. Well, the story involves the fact that down in the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the Western Pacific, 7 miles down this 1,500-mile-long unexplored gorge, is the surviving megalodon still exist. This was a creature that was the foremost predator in the history of the planet, but it only disappeared about 1 million to 100,000 years ago or less. And there's some science that deals with the fact that it was able to survive using hydrothermal vents in the Mariana Trench. And the hero of the story, Jonas Taylor, who's played by Jason Statham, goes down to the Mariana Trench to try to prove that these things exist. He ran into one of them about 7 years ago on a top-secret Navy dive, and all hell breaks loose.
Wow. And Jason Statham is just one of the stars, as we were saying in our last segment. Rainn Wilson from The Office, Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black, and I know someone else just joined the cast as well, right?
Bing Lee and Jessica McNamee and... There's a lot of it's an international cast and some really excellent actors.
Wow. And I know at one point Eli Roth was going to be directing, but I think that who's directing now?
John Turteltaub.
Oh, John Turteltaub. Oh, wow.
National Treasure.
Yeah. So that should be very exciting. Quite different between Eli Roth with the horror movies and then John Turteltaub. We've got these big family, you know, grand adventures and everything like that. Do you think that changes the movie at all, or is it still kind of true to the book?
Well, you know, I don't want to take anything away from Eli because he's a terrific guy and you know, an imaginative director. I don't know the exact story about why he was changed out, but I think that our paths will cross again at some point. And you know, it may have been just the size of the budget at the point, and you know, drawing actors to that size budget. Mm-hmm. So I'm just guessing. I don't really know what the circumstance was, but he's a terrific director, and I hope to work with him again on another project.
Yeah. They're both very talented directors. They've got such different visions, and it just shows you how a different director, you know, maybe takes it in a different direction. And so how much say would you, did you also write the screenplay?
I wrote a screenplay that was, co-wrote a screenplay that was the one that drew the money.
Okay.
Because what happened was the producer, Belle Avery, was able to raise about $150 million from Chinese sources, and including Gravity Productions, which is a really big production company in China. Mm-hmm. And then they brought the package to Warner Brothers, and they wanted to be involved in it as owners too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, very, very exciting. You know, I love you know, those shark movies and stuff like that. We always think of Jaws and Deep Blue Sea.
The first
sea
one especially.
Yeah.
So is it similar, like that type of suspense, type of adventurous type of movie?
Oh, absolutely. You know, very tense, and, you know, the creature's a lot bigger, you know, to a megalodon. You know, the shark in Jaws would just be a snack.
Oh, wow. So how big is Megalodon?
70-foot, 100,000-pound great white shark with, 7-inch teeth. And these things were real. That's what's amazing.
You mean there really is a Megalodon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a shelf full of Megalodon teeth, you know, that they find in riverbeds. And
oh, wow.
And the teeth are huge.
That used to be covered by ocean. And, I mean, these were real creatures.
Man,
Grandma, what big teeth you have!
Yeah, and so it is. They know it is a shark, the family of sharks, and wow! So 7 feet teeth,
seven inches, 70 feet long. The jaw was probably big enough to swallow a
car.
Baby elephant whole. This was a big, big monster.
That is huge, man.
Well, and now this is, because we were talking about Sharknado earlier. This is much more closer in tone to, say, a Jaws or something than Sharknado, right?
Oh, yeah. Nothing to do with Sharknado. Yeah.
That's what people think about nowadays.
Yeah.
It sounds like the budget is way better than Sharknado.
Yeah, and the acting, too.
Right.
So
right.
Is this going to be, when did you say it's coming out?
March of 2018.
Oh, wow. So they're still shooting it, evidently.
In New Zealand.
Well, they just finished shooting in New Zealand and China in December.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, now it's special effects.
That is tremendous. Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. And, before we get any further, I want to mention that we do have an autographed poster that one lucky listener will be getting. We'll organize that through our social media pages. But you're very kind to send over that to us for one lucky listener. And also, you are also writing under the pen name L.A. Knight. You write some sexy romance novels, and your latest is called Dog Training the American Male. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I wouldn't call them sexy romance novels. I would call them laugh-out-loud romance novels. Dog Training the American Male is a comedy, a rom-com about a female radio talk show host and a relationship guru, but none of her relationships ever work, and when her new live-in boyfriend comes home with a 120-pound German Shepherd, she secretly begins using dog training techniques on him.
Wow. Wow. And you know, because I think we're going to have you on again closer to the to Valentine's Day. I'm sure you might have some tips for our listeners. That might be a fun segment, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the reason I wrote the book was I had gotten into sort of a tiff with my wife, and in the middle of the argument, our German Shepherd had sort of walked by, and she yelled at the German Shepherd, who understood her perfectly. And I started thinking about that later that night as I was in the guest room, and realized, you know, why is it that my German Shepherd, who doesn't, you know, speak, obviously, can understand my wife perfectly, but I can as a man. And you know, if I realized, because the German Shepherd was trained mm-hmm. and wanted to please her, and so if that's the case, then, you know, why can't a man be trained by a woman to please her, as long as we get the rewards, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't mind. I mean, because there's a funny promotional video that you have up on your website that, about it. And you know what? I think that a lot of men wouldn't really mind. Like, at first glance, you're like, I don't want to be a dog. But then when you think about it, you're getting the rewards. You know what?
Well, you know, dogs and men are very much alike. You know, when we're pups, we both like to play ball. You know, if there's
Guys, you mean
toilet around? We have no problem.
I love doggy treats.
Tree. You know, we take pride in stupid things like bowel movements. You know, what guy hasn't launched the perfect torpedo and given it a good look before we flushed? You know, no woman would ever think of doing that. You know, dogs howl when they're happy. Men howl when our team scores a touchdown. And
that's true. You're right.
Yelled at for dragging mud in the house. You know, the big thing with us is, you know, just give. If we know what we have to do for the reward and we're not screwed around with, we'll do it.
True. True.
You know, I'm tired of jumping through hurdles to have sexual relationships with my wife. You know,
say that on there, did you?
Well,
your wife is online too, by the way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind wearing a collar and a leash. Kind of.
We're not going that far, Joseph.
I'm willing to try. I actually did a Skype interview where my wife was wearing stiletto heels and sitting behind me, and I was wearing a leash and a choker
collar. Oh, that's good.
And she and the female talk show host, of course, hit it off, and I didn't, and so I would be forcibly yanked every 3 minutes.
Was there a tree nearby? That's all I can ask.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Steve? We definitely have to have you on the show again.
Oh, yeah.
Closer to
we need to get you more time.
Yeah, we got to get you on to talk exclusively about dog training the American male, because I think somewhere in leading up to Valentine's Day. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. That's awesome.
Well, in the meantime, everyone, check out Meg. It is on it's on bookshelves everywhere, bookstores, Amazon, I'm sure. And Trisha is actually calling or texting, and she's saying, is it available on Audible? Are either of these?
Yes, it is. It is on audio.
Okay, so yes,
that's awesome.
Audio and Dog Training the American Male also available. So check out both of these again. Meg is a book series, and then check out Dog Training the American Male. It's by L.A. Knight. It's your pen name, Steve Alton. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have you on again very soon.
Thanks, guys.
That's awesome. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
And Dave, this is what a waste of a lovely night.
Yes,
just you
is.
And me here together?
Oh, that is a
it's
waste.
Not, you're not the type for me.
No, I am not.
There's not a spark in sight.
There's no spark in sight.
But there's a dog collar in your future.
Yeah, that's right.
Night.
I think I'm trainable. And we'll be right back after this break.
Well, let's make something clear. I think I'll be the one to make that call.
What's your call?
And though you look so cute in your polyester suit,
it's wool.
You're right. I'd never fall for you at all.